Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass, How to Win a Pageant. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. Let's get started. I'm so excited because today we have Shane Arrington as a guest. And let me tell you, not only is he a phenomenal human being, but he is also the master of interviews. You might recognize his name from TLC's hit series, King of the Crown. Shane is an experienced interview coach and seasoned judge. And let me tell you, this man brings it when it comes to interviews. He is known for helping girls refine their interviews because he draws out their authenticity and their genuine voice. We recently judged the Miss South Carolina pageant together, and I am so excited. Shane, thank you for being here.
I'm so excited to be here, and I can't think of a better introduction, and I can't think of a better person to have a conversation with about anything, but especially pageants. And I tell you, I came back from that pageant basically just telling folks that it was like a top five experience for me because we just had such a great group of judges. We were all in it for the same purpose, learning about the girls, finding the right fit, but also hopefully imparting upon their pageant journey a positive experience. And this year, the girls all came out of their interview with smiles on their faces. And when you think about interview, It's the scariest part of a pageant. And it's the scariest part of anything. It's the scariest part of trying to find a job. It's the scariest part of trying to get into a school, any of that sort of thing. When you have to be interviewed, it's the most nerve-wracking part. And I don't think people appreciate that. And so what I really try to do, whether I'm on the side of the judges table that we were on or whether I'm sitting with a girl one-on-one, is I try to put the girl at ease. So that she's at ease going into an interview, regardless of the type of judge that she's up against, whether it's someone who, you know, is super stoic and is trying to throw her off, or whether it's someone who is going to ask those softball questions. And sometimes they're so prepared for those hard questions that softball questions are the ones that throw them off.
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. There's so much I want to talk to you about. Tell me how you got into pageants and on King of the Crown.
I was living in South Carolina at the time, and I was friends with someone who had a pageant consulting firm.
Yes. Actually, my pageant coach, when I competed for Miss South Carolina, he's amazing. Cyrus Frakes. You worked with him and you were doing interview coaching, right?
So yes, you're exactly right. I was doing that in the evening for him. And that's when the production company came about looking for an alternative to Toddlers and Tiaras. They wanted a pageant show about girls that were older. They filmed with us for a weekend. We made up, this is so funny, we made up a fake pageant. We called it the Miss Peacock pageant. We had to do this for the production company. So we got a bunch of his contestants. We made a fake judges panel. And so we filmed this fake pageant and they sent that back and edited that down into a sizzle reel and shopped it around the networks. And then TLC bought it. And then within just a few months, we were in production. So that's kind of how I got into working with girls in pageants.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that interview is the scariest part of a pageant, and you really try to help put girls at ease. But it is so scary, and nerves can get the best of you. What do you say to a contestant who's nervous?
It's good to be nervous. And I think that's what people get confused. I get so nervous. Good. Be nervous, because it'll keep you on your toes. So what I've always told girls to do is to equate interview with your real life, having a conversation around your dinner table, equate it to a job interview, any sort of situation that you might be in, and basically reside yourself to the fact that nerves are good. It's okay to have an opinion. It's okay not to have an opinion about things. And it's also okay to take your time with an answer.
Yes. Okay. That reminds me, because I did want to ask you about current events and hot topics, because I thought one thing that was so beautiful when we were judging the Miss South Carolina pageant a couple weeks ago is that the director said to us, I'm not asking you to judge these girls on whether or not they agree with you. I'm asking you to judge them on whether or not they can articulate their thoughts on this topic. And I think what we saw a lot of times was some girls are really uncomfortable giving a straightforward answer, you know, whether it's because of cancel culture or they don't want to offend somebody. But I think, I mean, we were sitting there at that judges panel desperate to hear someone just give their honest opinion, and we got a lot of circles. So what would you say about hot topics and current events?
So, yes, you're exactly right. I was just wanting to say a couple of times, just land the plane, sweetie. I mean, you've been circling the airport for so long. So it's super important. And I think a lot of girls have done this, to just be aware of what's going on in the world, especially right now, because things are crazy. Politics is at the forefront of everything. And everything is political, whether it should be or not. It is okay to have an opinion. You don't need to have the same opinion as every judge at that table, because you're going to have five people at that table with different opinions. Have an opinion and be able to support that opinion. And that's where you defend your opinion to the judge.
Do it thoughtfully. Like, you're not trying to change anybody's opinion. You're thoughtfully giving your opinion, just like the judges asked you. I think that's the thing, is that we are asking these questions because we genuinely want to know what these girls think and how they're going to handle themselves, you know. And you mentioned it earlier that a lot of times the softball questions are more difficult for the girls to answer. And, you know, from our experience judging together, I felt like there was a lot of times where someone came in so polished, so on point, so wanting to talk about their community service initiative or whatever it was, that we just started asking kind of off the wall questions, because you just, not that you want to break someone, but you want to break through the facade and understand, who are you? So what advice would you give contestants? How do they walk that? How do they balance it? Because obviously they need to come off as polished, but some of the most refreshing interviews were the girls that just had us comfortable and laughing, you know?
That's right. Well, so that's a great question. That's a great point. What I've always told every girl that I've ever worked with is, coming out of that room, the judges should know more about you, your personality, and who you are as a person. So I don't always appreciate that extremely polished person. I want personality, which is what I've always said. And I will work with a girl and she'll come in very polished and give me a very polished answer. And I'll say, I saw nothing about your personality there. And what I want is for you to emote, for you to show your humorous side, or talk about something, especially if it's something you're passionate about. Really let that passion come out. There should be nothing robotic. And see, what one mistake that girls make, and this is where they get tripped up when they get asked these softball questions, is because they rehearse, they script in their mind. So they will script answers to potential questions in their mind. And when something like that comes up, they go into this kind of robotic sort of speaking voice, and they say, like, they have memorized, they're reading the back of their eyes, and they lose all personality in that. And then they get asked, well, you know, if you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would it be? And then they're just kind of like, I didn't prepare for that. I prepared to talk about global inflation post-COVID and its effect on the lower middle class, or da 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 da, and they get thrown by those other questions. So I also provide girls with a lot of different questions. Like, I keep a running sheet of questions, like a document that I will send with softball questions and with some of those heavier questions, some of those more political weighted questions, because I want them to be prepared for anything. But the long and short of it is, it should be, you should lead with your personality. Your personality should really shine through in the interview.
Yes.
And let's face it, Ashley, if you're not genuine, you really probably shouldn't be in a pageant. I don't like it when people say bad things about pageants, or pageants are sexist or whatever, because if you work with pageant contestants and you work in and around pageants, they're some of the most well-rounded people you will ever meet. And they do this because not only do they want to empower themselves, not only do they want the scholarship money because they want to go on and educate themselves, but the main goal behind most of this is the genuineness, the giving back to the community, to being a part of something that's bigger. And you know, when you judge contestants, you can tell who's genuine and who's not.
Yep.
And I say that to the listeners here, because I don't want you to fake being genuine, because that comes off, that reads too. What I want you to do is be genuine and be involved because you're genuine. and you have a heart of servitude.
I love that. Okay, I would love to talk through sort of each portion of the pageant and just kind of get your, you know, quick thoughts on each different aspect. And so for me, you know, obviously as a judge, your first impression and your constant impression throughout the week is these contestants' headshots. So when it comes to a headshot, what is your advice for a contestant?
If you submit a headshot, and that's the first thing that we see, and it is in our binder, don't make us question who you are. Who is this person? A lot of girls pay a lot of money to photographers for these beautiful headshots, but they are airbrushed to death. They are AI'd to death, enhanced to death, and it doesn't read. And if you don't look anything like your headshot, it's not good. And that happens a lot. Here's what I would tell you to do. Take your headshot, take it to your friends, take it to your family, or maybe even take it to some people that you don't know very well and say, does this look like me? And if they say no, you need to choose another shot or tell your photographer to lay off phase two.
No, I mean, you had the quote of the week, I think, when you said, I don't know who that was, but it wasn't the girl in this picture.
I mean, literally, we had a contestant that came in the room and her photo was stunning. It was a great photo. But when the contestant walked in, I thought that we had skipped over someone and I had no clue. I thought I'm on the wrong page. I've got, you know, something's out of order. And I did. When she walked out, I said, I don't know who that was, but it was not this person. And I pointed to her photo.
Well, and the crazy thing is that girl in person was beautiful. It's not like she needed, and none of these girls need to have these airbrushed AI generated photos. I mean, they're naturally beautiful. So it's just confusing, I think, as a judge when they don't look like their headshot.
Well, and two, this might be part of the problem. There is a prize for the best headshot, right? In most pageants, a contestant will win some sort, maybe a $500 gift card or something for best headshot. I would say to any girl, go for the crown. Don't go for the $500 gift card because you have an airbrushed photo that beats everybody else that doesn't look anything like you.
Yes. Amen. Okay. That was perfect. Okay. Talking about their applications, because obviously we had these applications weeks in advance and were able to interact with them and kind of get to know the contestants that way. What is one piece of advice you have when it comes to an application?
Do not refer to yourself in the third person. Do not self as Miss whatever your last name is. Make sure if you get a format for your application that you follow that format. Remember, if you're competing in a pageant, they're going to give you a guide, right? They're going to give you the application. They're going to give you instruction. Follow that instruction. Also, I can't impress upon you enough. Spell check, spell check, spell check. Have somebody read that application again. Have your mama read it. Take it to your high school teacher. Have them read it. Anybody. Those sort of things, they will sit on someone's mind. And they're simple mistakes, but they're so easy to catch. It's so easy to fix, but also you're so focused on every other part of the pageant that you overlook it. You don't take the time to go over that. So make sure you comb through that.
100%, because that is something that we as judges have weeks in advance. And as it closes down, you're using that application to remember who these girls are. And oh yeah, this is what we talked about. Okay. One thing that the director of Miss South Carolina encouraged us to do also was look at the girls' personal social media accounts. What advice do you have for contestants and their personal social media?
Well, this is just advice that I would give overall to anybody, whether you're in a pageant or a professional setting. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes. This stuff lives forever, and oftentimes anybody can see it. If it's not befitting of who you would think Miss South Carolina would be or Miss America or whatever, take it down or don't post it at all.
Absolutely, because they are a role model. So they're not their life should be aspirational. It should be something that you would feel comfortable with your six-year-old daughter seeing. It should be something that your grandmother is okay with. You know, they need to be the queen all day, every day, you know, just that pageant week. That's great advice. Okay, let's talk about evening gown. What is something that you, what's a piece of advice for evening gown?
My advice would be you find a dress that makes you feel sexy and makes you feel confident. You wear that dress. Do not let the dress wear you. I'm going to tell you, girls, another thing that I noticed a lot, you want to make sure your dress covers your nether regions, because be very careful about that.
The judges are seated below. I think that's the thing. These slits in these dresses. I mean, I think we're all a little like, whoa, that was.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that to be the impression that you leave with the judge. So I just think, too, you don't have to go all overboard with a dress. It doesn't have to have every bell and whistle on it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's talk about onstage question, because to me as a contestant, that is probably the most nerve-wracking part of any pageant.
Yeah, almost every pageant contestant, that's their most nerve-wracking part of the pageant. I remember one contestant that I worked with, Marley Stokes, and Marley was crowned Miss South Carolina Teen USA, but then she's one of the few contestants that came back and competed in the Miss, and she won. So she was a Miss Teen and a Miss South Carolina, and then went off, and she was, I think she placed in the top five at Miss USA, but her stumbling block was interview and onstage questions. She would just freeze up, sort of seize up. One of the things that we did with her was a lot of repetition, embracing the nervousness. Again, being nervous, your heart pounding about a mile a minute. That's a good thing. I want you to be on your toes, but it's repetition. Have your mom grill you with questions. Have a friend grill you with questions. And when she would come to me, I would grill her with questions. And what I'll tell you too, you don't want that bell to go off that says you're over. In any question, whether you're on stage or you're in front of the judges, you want your answer to that question to be anywhere from 45 seconds to a minute. Any longer than that, the judges, their train of thought is going to trail off. Or if you're on stage, they're going to ring that bell.
Oh, yeah, the bell. It's just such an uncomfortable position to be up on that stage.
Do you remember what your interview stage question was by chance, or when you won?
I don't. I do remember, though, having an out-of-body experience during Miss South Carolina. And Shane, I can remember that I was funny, and the judges and the person interviewing me laughed at what I said, and I still to this day barely remember. It was like I was a gift from God. I have no idea, because that's not naturally me to be comfortable on stage and comfortable enough to say something funny. So I don't remember what it was, but I can remember at Miss USA, this is probably a horrible thing to admit, I remember feeling relieved that I didn't make the top five, because I was so afraid that I was going to embarrass myself on national television. And the year before me, there was a girl who was the clear winner. She bit it in the onstage question, and everybody continued to talk about it. And I did not want to be that girl. So it's terrifying. And I feel for the girls, you know, but I will say, as a judge, you really do have so much compassion for these contestants.
It is the most terrifying thing. And, you know, the contestant that sort of led me into pageantry was exactly what you described in the contestant that happened the year before you, except she went viral, one of the first viral YouTube videos ever in like 2007. That's even worse, because that's like in blatant. And now every pageant girl has seen that, or at the time had seen that. It did a couple of things. It really shifted the focus to that onstage question. There's whether you know exactly how to answer a question or not, or whether it's something that you're familiar with, you can still salvage that. You can still pull that answer back to yourself and back to your initiative, or back to the reason why you're on stage. So someone could say something, again, like we were talking about, could ask you a question about inflation. And a pageant contestant might not know how to answer that, but she could say, you know what, I'm not a politician, but I know the average American is struggling every day to make ends meet. And I see that when I'm out working in my community service initiative and working with children who don't have daycare resources or after school resources. And part of my my community service initiative is to roll out after school programs to as many schools as possible in these communities that are hardest hit by things like inflation, that are hardest hit by things like grocery bills and gas and soaring interest rates and all of that. So you can tie all of that stuff back together, whether you know anything about it or not.
And the answer you just gave is brilliant because we've learned something about you.
Right.
You know, I think, and that's as a judge, I wish it's the thing that I wish I could help contestants understand is we're not looking to embarrass you or put you on the spot or gotcha. We legitimately just want to understand who you are and what makes you the right fit for this title.
Exactly. The fact of the matter is, no one's saying that this one answer is going to define what this girl's reign is going to look like, right? But what it does do is set them up for an opportunity to really shine and show that you can be quick on your feet.
Yes, exactly. And back to your initial point, that comes with preparation, preparation, preparation.
You can't do enough of it. Listen, you got to drive to work. You got to drive to rehearsals. You got to take a shower. You got to do all these things. You've got time to just practice in your mind. You can find any opportunity and just, you know, say to your friends, just start asking me questions.
Yes. Times 1 million. Your friends on Instagram, AMA, ask me anything. Like, okay. One last question I want to ask you because I don't want to take up too much of your time. I feel like I wish that I could have judged a pageant when I was a contestant because you get such a different perspective as a judge. What is something from a judge's perspective that you really want the contestants to know?
That's a really great question. What I want them to know is that we as judges or the judges panel is tasked with finding the right person for the job. And it is a job. It's very much a career for your reign. What I think I would like girls most to know is that we're not out to get you. We're here to support you. We're also here, though, because we want to make sure that out of this group of girls, the person that we send up is the right person for the job. And I would task every girl who does a pageant and any girl that listens to this podcast is just because you don't win doesn't mean that you're not a winner. And it doesn't mean that you're not a true and true pageant contestant. And it doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. The fact that you put yourself out there and you put all the time and investment into what you do, we appreciate that as judges. The pageant appreciates that. All five of those judges or 10 of those judges or however many you're in front of, nobody wants to see you fail.
Yeah, that is exactly the same takeaway that I have. I think as a judge, you are so for the contestants. You legitimately want to see them do their best and be their best. And specifically the judging panel that we just came off of. I mean, everybody wanted the best for these girls and we wanted them to perform. No one is there. Even like the quote unquote mean judge wasn't trying to embarrass them. Just wanted to push them and stretch them and really see who are you and can you handle this job? And I think we wanted to serve the pageant and crown the woman that would have the best year, you know?
Absolutely. And two, just to also impart, if you're going to get anywhere in your life, you're going to have to go through interview. Whatever pathway you choose to go down in life, an interview is going to be involved. So my suggestion would be embrace it, work at it, let it intimidate you, let it make you nervous, but don't be afraid of it because it's going to happen. And I, in my role now, I'm now in senior healthcare leadership where I have had interviews that have lasted in an entire day for 8 hours, or I've had interviews that have been over multiple days. I still, as someone who teaches interview, I get nervous. I'm nervous, but I never go in unprepared. And people say, how can I prepare? I make sure I'm educated about company. I know I make sure I'm educated about the role. Make sure I'm educated about what I can bring to the role. I make sure that I am educated about the things that I have done in the past that are going to complement me in this role. anybody who wants to get anywhere in life is going to have to go through interview. So if you're doing pageants, you're doing a good thing. You're already preparing yourself, setting yourself on course to be successful and to achieve your dreams and goals.
Yes. Amen. Oh my gosh, Shane, thank you so much for doing this. You are such a wealth of knowledge, and I hope everyone who's listened to this takes away everything that you said, because it's so true and it was just so good. So thank you.
You're so welcome, Ashley. Any time I get to spend with you is just precious time. So I wish every girl that's listening to this the most success ever. And if there's anything I can ever do for you or anybody, I'm here.
Shane, you are wonderful. And if you guys want to connect with Shane, you can find him on Instagram and TikTok. I'm going to put a link in the description to all of his socials. And if you're looking for some personalized guidance, as always, I'm here to help. I've been where you are. I love interviewing, but I do know how scary it can be. But I've also learned a lot along the way. So you can book a one-on-one coaching session with me, either in person or via Zoom. Just visit pageantmasterclass.com and send us your information. I'd love to work with you on creating that undeniable package that lets the judges know you're the queen they're looking for. This has been a Front Row Entertainment production.